causes divine law, we find peace and harmony. Adherence to Sharia, a blessing for you and me.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Musaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabi Allah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nur Allah. Welcome, dear viewers, to another episode of our program, Adherence to Sharia. Inshallah, let's begin by hearing an excellence of reciting Durood Sharif, Salat ala al-Nabi. The beloved sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, Sallu alayya, send salutations upon me. Fa'inna salata alayya zakatul lakum. For indeed, your recitation of salat upon me will be a means of purification for you. Meaning, your actions will become pure. And of course, it goes without saying that when your actions are pure, they can be presented in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala grant us tawfiq to recite Durood Sharif upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance. Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Here's some inshallah. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the first defect or flaw that was found in Bani Israel was that a person would meet another and say to him, fear Allah, leave the action that you're doing. It's not permissible for you. So this will be the first time they meet. The first day he would say this to him, that fear Allah and leave this action because it's not permissible. When they would meet the next day, very next day, the person who was telling the other individual off that don't do this act, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he himself, meaning the nasih, the one who is giving the advice, becomes embroiled in that sin. He would become embroiled in that sin, involved and engaged in that sin. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Now, when this was the case with Bani Israel, the first day they're telling the other individual, fear Allah, save yourself from sin. The next day, they're involved in that sin themselves. They don't tell the person to refrain, of course. They don't tell that person to fear Allah. Why? Because they're involved in the sin themselves. They would sit with them, they would eat with them, and do all other matters with them. Allah Ta'ala would make their hearts the same. Allah Ta'ala changed their hearts in a sense that they all became the same. And Al-Quranul Kareem mentions this, meaning the narrator says, after mentioning this incident, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam recited the verses that are relevant to this. لُعِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِن بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ عَلَى لِسَانِ دَاوُودَ وَعِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمَ ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَصَوْا وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ. Those who disbelieved from Bani Israel were cursed upon the tongue of Sayyidina Dawood and Sayyidina Isa bin Maryam alayhim as-salam. That is due to their disobedience and their transgressions. Their violations. The first day they're telling the person off, the second day they're involved in the same sin. They're passing time with him, spending time with him, not caring the world to refrain from sins themselves or tell the other person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says thereafter, كَانُوا لَا يَتَنَاهَوْنَ عَمْ مُنْكَرٍ فَعَلُوهُ لَبِئْسَ مَا كَانُوا يَفَعَلُونَ. They would not prevent one another from the evil that they were doing. Indeed, what they were doing was very evil. So, very categorically, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that they wouldn't tell each other off. They wouldn't do amrun bil ma'ruf, nahyun anil munkar. And it shows that when you see evil, you join that evil, then you don't tell people off. This is a very despicable act. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the believers in Al-Quran al-Karim. He describes their awsaf, their attributes. And he says in Surah Ali Imran, verse 104, وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. That they order the people to do good, they order goodness, they forbid evil. They invite towards good, they command people to do good, they forbid evil. And it is they who are successful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that these people who carry out this responsibility, this fariḍah of calling towards good and forbidding evil, they are the successful ones. Allahu Akbar. Now, our ummah, we were discussing Bani Israel, but our ummah, one of the outstanding features of this ummah, because of which we are described as the best nation, is our calling towards goodness and forbidding evil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. You are the best nation that was brought forth for mankind. Why? Because you order good and you forbid evil. And then when you look at the prophetic sayings, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً. convey from me, even if it is one verse. So we do the opposite to what the Bani Israel did, why they were cursed. They left inviting towards good. They left forbidding evil. If you want to remain under the mercy and blessing of Allah, we have to continue inviting towards good. We have to forbid evil when we see it, forbid wrong when we see it, prevent it. Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu narrates, he says that I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, "Man ra'a minkum munkaran falyughayyirhu biyadih." That whoever from amongst you sees evil, he should change it with his hand. And if he is not able to change it with his hand, fabilisani, then he should change it through his tongue, via his tongue. And if he's still not able to change it through his tongue, fabiqalbi, then he should at least consider that thing as bad from his heart. وَذَٰلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ. And that is the lowest level of iman. The highest level is changing it with the hand. Then comes the level of changing it with the tongue. And then comes the lowest level, at least considering that thing as bad in the heart. Now, the shariheen of this hadith, the commentators have mentioned how changing it with the hand is specific to certain people within creation. And similarly, changing it with the tongue, not everybody is capable of that. But in any case, everyone has to think of that evil as bad in the heart. That's the lowest level. So when we see wrong, we should consider it as wrong. We should show signs of our iman by at least considering that as wrong. Not looking at it and thinking, oh, I want to do that as well. I should involve myself in that as well. I want to experience that as well. Na'udhu billah. If it's prohibited in Islam, if it's something that is impermissible, something that violates the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we have to hate it from the heart. We have to consider it as evil from the heart. That's the lowest level. Now, the key thing is, are we active in this regard? In our communities, in our neighborhoods, we want to see that change, right? We want to see our societies prosper and flourish. Islamically speaking, we want sins to be removed. We want people to be doing virtuous acts. Of course we do. We want to see piety all around us. We want a pure environment. But how much are we contributing towards that? Just imagine you're sitting amongst your friends and all you're talking about is how low have we fallen. We don't even go to the masjid. On Jummah is packed, but on the rest of the days, people talk about liberating this land and that land and achieving this and achieving that. They can't even wake up for Fajr. The question is, the one who is saying this, can he wake up for Fajr? Can he go to the masjid for Fajr? Can he populate the masajid for the other prayer times? Or is it the case that he's also on the sideline, he's also guilty, but he's speaking about others? Remember, I have to rectify myself, I have to rectify others as well. But first is myself. I have to become an embodiment of what I want to see. I have to become the change that I want to see in people. If I want people to be pious, people to frequent the masjid, I need to do that myself. And just speaking, merely speaking and not carrying out actions is not sufficient. Similarly, if you gather amongst your friends, relatives, family, and all you're speaking about is, oh, people are involved in nitrous oxide and balloons and drugs and illicit relations and this and that. Just speaking on this, saying so-and-so's son does this now and he's involved in, you know, narcotics and he's involved in this and he's earning through this haram way. Just speaking about this. Are we going to solve the problem? Are we going to eradicate these evils from our society? Of course not. It just gives people an opportunity to gossip, to backbite, to speak of others. There's no rectification going on. Are we out there in the community speaking to the youth, telling them about the harms of drugs, telling them about the harms of racing in cars, telling them about the harms of balloons, nitrous oxide, telling them about the harms of other evils, illicit relations, how it leads to certain diseases. If a person's always marvelous sleeping around, doing haram. Or is it the case that we just sit at home or we sit amongst friends and we discuss these things? So our andaz has to change. Our approach has to change. We have to become haqiqi, real inviters towards goodness. We have to become those who invite towards the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Forbid evil. And we have to become epitomes of what we want to see as well. We want to see piety. We want to see taqwa. We want to see alamat of righteousness. We have to become that ourselves. Let's listen to what the Prophet ﷺ said about the Bani Israel again. There are many lessons in the past nations for us. Prophet ﷺ said, when the Bani Israel became embroiled in sins, The ulama tried to prevent them, but the people did not refrain. Eventually, the scholars from Bani Israel began to sit with those people. Sit with them, eat with them, socialize with them. Allah Ta'ala made all their hearts the same, one and alike. Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, cursed the Bani Israel. The narrator says, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was saying this, initially the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was leaning against something whilst narrating this. Now, when he was about to say the next thing, he stopped leaning against that thing. He sat upright. He sat upright and he said, by that Zat, meaning by that being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in whose power is my life, until you do not compel people to accept the truth, you will not be free from this responsibility. Continue inviting towards good. Continue this persistently. Until that person that you are inviting towards good, time and time again, you are insisting, persisting, continuous, that person ends up accepting what you said. And he begins traveling and traversing on that path as well. Do not let hopelessness come near you. Continue explaining. Continue explaining. Now think about it, viewers. You have a stone. A drop of water falls on that stone. The first drop of water will not do anything. Will not create a hole. But over time, when that drop of water continues to fall on that stone, or if you consider a mound of mud, the drop of water will continuously fall until there'll come a day that because of that constant dripping of water on that stone, it will have such an effect that a hole will be formed, a hole will be created. Now, take this example and apply it to inviting towards good. Today you may say to someone, offer your namaz. At first instance, they won't listen. They may even reply in a rude way. Anything could happen. Continue doing so with wisdom, with gentleness, with mahabbah, with love, with well-wishing for your fellow believer. Eventually there'll come a time. When that time is based on the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, there'll come a time when your spoken word will definitely have an effect on that person. And he'll think, wait a minute, so many times this person has been calling me. Where has he been calling me to? The court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What am I doing? Where am I lost? Where am I wandering with neglect and heedlessness? So that person will eventually accept what you say. So like this, we can change our families. We can change our children, our offspring, our relatives, people in the workplace, people in the masjid. We can give them good advice. Wherever we meet people, if we adopt this approach with wisdom, with gentleness, sooner or later there'll come a time when things will begin to take effect. You will see that yourself. So don't lose hope. Don't think, oh, I'll call people, nobody listens, they turn a blind eye. Remember, every time you call, you're being rewarded. So your efforts are not wasted. Every time you call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for you to leave that reward and say, oh, nobody listens, your job wasn't to change that person. The one who changes the hearts is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But your job is to call to the path of Allah. You'll be a means, inshallah. You'll be rewarded every single time. But ultimately, who changes the hearts? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should not become disheartened. We should not lose hope in this regard. In Sunan Nasa'i, the narrator says, I heard the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, indeed, when a nation sees wrong, evil, sins being committed, but does not prevent it, prevent that wrong, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inflict all of them with his adab, with his punishment. Not just those who are doing it, those who are looking are not doing anything about it. And this happens. People think, oh, what's going on? How come this has happened in my life? How come that has happened? Maybe there's fire burning all around you, metaphorically speaking, there's sins all around you, but you're like, oh, I'm safe, I'm okay. We see people doing wrong. We don't show disgust at that wrong. We never build the courage to even speak to them about this. They never consider that we dislike what they're doing. Why? Because we never show any such disgust. We never show any ghairah of iman, meaning that the zeal of iman, the modesty that we have, we never let that become apparent. What's going on here? So we have to be very, very careful in this regard, and we need to follow the prophetic way. This is an act that if you think about it, The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did most throughout his blessed life, calling towards the way of Allah, calling towards the way of Allah. And it's through the blessings of the Prophet alaihi salam's call that today we have billions of Muslims. Throughout the ages we've had Muslims. And Islam is growing day by day. Fastest growing religion. More and more people are reading Al-Quran Al-Kareem and coming to the truth. Because the Quran has that effect. Miraculous effect. And it brings people close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Enables them to understand the purpose of life. Why we're here on earth. So calling towards righteousness is something that is indispensable. Is something that we cannot do without. And we shouldn't lose heart. Look at the life of the Prophet alayhi salam. He was persecuted. His close associates, fellow Muslims, those who initially accepted Islam were tortured. Many of them gained martyrdom. Muslims were forced to migrate. There was a social boycott of Muslims. Eventually, the hukam came to migrate to Al-Madinatul Munawwara. Zadahallahu sharafan wa ta'azima. Muslims were prevented from doing Umrah. So many things took place. Look what happened in Taif. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rahmatul lil alameen, his blessed sandals filled with blood. Stones were pelted in his direction. The youth of Taif were encouraged, ma'adallah, by the people of Taif to hurl these stones at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Did the Prophet alayhi wa sallam take a step back? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lost many family members. Did he take a step back? Now, granted that we also have difficulties today, but nobody was tested in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was tested. Yes, people might make bad remarks towards us. Oh, Maulvi sahab, go away, get lost, I don't want to hear you. Or people make rude remarks. Oh, we know all about you guys. You do all the sins under the sun yourself, and now you're telling us not to do them. Na'udhu billah. Whatever misconceptions that are spread regarding dini people, what is not going on today? A lot of bad things are taking place. But we shouldn't get discouraged. We shouldn't lose heart. We shouldn't become frustrated. Remember, you're clocking up reward. People who frequently travel all over the world, they go on holidays, multiple holidays, what do? They sign up to these apps, these airlines, they accumulate air miles, they get free flights, they do all sorts of things because of the reward. And here, consider that when you call towards the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're accumulating rewards in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where will you use those rewards? Where will they come in handy? In the Akhirah. When people will be crying out for a single deed. Mother will run to a child will run to a mother. People will want one deed to save themselves, to gain salvation. Imagine those people in the dunya who call towards righteousness time and time again, every day, even if people accept it or not. When they see the rewards in the Akhirah, Allahu Akbar. They'll be rich beyond their wildest dreams. So this is what we need to consider. We need to call towards the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, follow the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, build our reward, and who knows, we may call someone, they accept what we say, they begin to offer salah, they begin to do good deeds. Whenever they do good deeds, inshallah, look at the mercy of Allah, He will reward us as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to call towards righteousness and to forbid evil as well. Ameen, bijahi nabil ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In Allah's divine law, we find peace and harmony. Adherence to Sharia, a blessing for you and me.